Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and it's an honor for me to be learning the first book of Tehillim with you. We will continue today with Mizmar 24, Chaf Dalet. The Radak says that David wrote the song right after Hashem revealed the location of the Beis HaMikdash to him. David had gone to Har HaMoriah to daven that the plague should stop, and at that point Hashem revealed himself to David and showed him the location of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the place that we so closely felt God dwelling with us in this world. We want the Beis HaMikdash, and we want to feel God close to us all the time. So this song gives us a clear directive to do so and the tools to make it happen now. LeDavid Mizmar, Pasuk 1, Pasuk Aleph, a song by David, or to David, a song. And as we said in the last Mizmar, whenever the song begins with LeDavid Mizmar, it means that the Shechina rested upon David, and then he wrote the song with Ruach HaKodesh, with elevated divine guidance. And with this, let's begin the song itself. LaShem HaAretz UMloa Teva VeYoshvei Va. The earth and everything in it belongs to Hashem, the inhabited earth and all of its inhabitants. The Malbim explains that the earth, the Haaretz, is referring to the entire universe, and the inhabited earth, the Tevel, is referring to the earth in which man lives. Hashem's world is much bigger than the world that we see. Rashi differentiates between the word Aretz and Tevel and says that Aretz is referring to Eretz Yisrael, and the Tevel is referring to everywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. But let's go back to this LaShem HaAretz UMloa, everything to Hashem is the land and everything in it. The Pasuk instills in us that everything we know of and don't know of belongs to God. And the Gemara in Brachos 35a tells us that this Pasuk, this verse, is the source of the rabbinic mitzvah to make a bracha, to make a blessing before we eat food. We will see soon what this has to do with the Beis HaMikdash and feeling close to God. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Ki hu al yamim yasada v'al naros yechoneneha, for he established it on the seas and set rivers upon it. God set up the stability of the land so that it would not be overtaken by waters, and also that we would be viable because of the moisture that the seas give us and the sustenance that the waters provide us. Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel, with this foundation understood, David now presents a question. Mi yaleh b'har Hashem, umi yakum bimkom kadsho? Who may go up on God's mountain? Who will stand firmly on his holy place? David is now envisioning the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and those who are going to be entering. And he asks, who is holy enough to be worthy of going to God's holy place? Everything in the world is created and managed by God. But does that mean that everyone can merit being able to come so close to God in his holy home? The Malbim explains this repetition of questions in this pasuk, it's repeated twice, as who will be able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash itself? What physical and spiritual preparations do we have to do before we actually go to the Beis HaMikdash? But then there's another question. The goal isn't just to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but who will be able to stand in his holy place? Meaning, who will be able to maintain a long-term high spiritual elevation that he experienced in the holy mountain? We have to be able to hold on to that spiritual experience of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a question that we need to ask ourselves, not only in connection to the actual Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Hirsch explains that since the entire world is his holy mountain, how can we be worthy of achieving greatness and elevating ourselves in the world? How do we take those moments where we experience a spiritual high and transform ourselves so that we're always on a spiritually higher level? And now he describes the worthy person. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Niki chapayim uvar levav, asher lo nasat lashav nafshi velo nishbala mirma. One who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not sworn in vain using my name, meaning the name of Hashem, and not sworn deceitfully. The Radak explains that a worthy person is one who lives honestly, and it is reflected in his actions, his thoughts, and his words. I'm going to say it again. His actions, his thoughts, and his words. Keep that in your mind. This isn't so easy for us. However, when one understands that everything in the world comes from him, comes from Hashem, and is under his control, it comes easier. Let's continue. Pasuk Hey. Yisa bracha me'es Hashem utzdaka me'lokei yisho. He will receive a blessing from Hashem and charity from the God of his salvation. When one lives like this, Pasuk Dalet, with honesty, he will receive so much blessing and even more than he deserves. And the truth is that the Beis HaMikdash, or from the Beis HaMikdash, bracha emanated, as we say in Perek Kuf Lamed Gimel 133, Ki Sham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha. The bracha comes from Tzion, from the Beis HaMikdash. So when you're worthy of being an elevated person, you receive so much. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Ze dor dor shav, mevakshei fanecha Yaakov, Selah. This is the generation that seeks him, who seeks your face, as did Yaakov, Selah. So now we answer, we want to be this generation. We are seeking your face, Hashem. And we identify ourselves with Yaakov, as did Yaakov. When Yaakov was running away from Esav, and he left the land of Israel and his parents' home, Hashem showed him in a dream a ladder that went from earth to heaven, and thereby showing him that he can elevate himself wherever he is, connecting heaven and earth. Immediately after Yaakov woke up, he recognized that he had slept in a very holy place, and he called this place the Beis Elohim. And it's on this very place that Yaakov had the dream that the Beis HaMikdash was built. However, the ladder, which is portable, showed Yaakov then and now that we can achieve greatness and elevation wherever we are. Selah. Take a deep breath and recognize that we are committed to elevating ourselves. We want to be more godly and have God's presence with us. And now we get to a very unusual dialogue. We are talking to gates. We want to enter God's holy place. Or rather, we want God to come close to us and maybe enter into our place. In Parshas Truma, which we read recently, Hashem says to Moshe, build me a tabernacle and I will dwell amongst them. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham. So now we ask the gates to let God in, to dwell with us. Pasuk Zion, here's the question. Zevin, se'usha arim rashechem, v'inosu pischei olam, v'yavo melech hakavod. Lift up your gates, lift up your heads, O gates, and your entrances to eternity will be lifted up, and the King of glory will enter. The Radak says that these gates are literally the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and David wrote the song to be sung when the Ark would enter the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But we can look at these gates figuratively as well. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, the gates are now going to ask us. You want us to open for God so that he can come close to you or you come close to him? Tell us who the God of glory is that you want to connect to. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Mize Melech HaKavod, who is this King of glory? If you think it is you, then for sure we're not going to let you in. And perhaps this was a message to David's son Shlomo, for whom David first wrote this song to sing when he built the Beis HaMikdash, that he should recognize that he is not the King of glory. And so we answer the gates. Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama. God who is mighty and strong, God is mighty in war. The Radak explains that we acknowledge to the gates that God is very strong and powerful, and we want to bring him into our lives because of his power. And then if he's with us, we don't have to worry about our enemies. We want to be close to God for his mighty acts and miracles, and therefore we will elevate ourselves to become close to him and to pray. Amos Chacham in the Das Mikra suggests that it seems that the gates do not want to open, so we need to ask again. Pasuk Tes, Se'u sha'arim rashechem, u'se'u pischei olam, v'yavo melech hakavod. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up your entrances to eternity, and the King of Glory will enter. This time it's almost the same thing, but we ask a bit differently. Instead of asking the gates to be lifted up as if miraculously, vihinasu, we say, su'u, open them up on your own accord. Open them up naturally. And they ask us, pasuk yud, mihu zeh melech hakavod? Who is this God of glory? Who is this King of glory that you want to have come into your life? How do you want to feel God's presence with you? And we answer, Hashem Tzvakos, hu melech hakavod selah. Hashem, the God of hosts, he is the King of glory. What is this Hashem Tzvakos, the God of hosts? The word hosts, Tzvakos, was first used in the Torah on the sixth day of creation. When Hashem finished creating the world, the Torah says, we say this in Kiddush, and the heavens and earth were completed and all of their tzva'am, all of their hosts. The hosts are referring to the diverse creations that Hashem created, all with a specific job to accomplish in bringing glory to Hashem. The glory of Hashem, the Kavod Hashem, is reflected in everything that goes on all the time in the world, miraculous or what we might think of as natural. And so the song ends here, and we assume the gates are now ready to open. Selah, think about this. What is the message that we learn from the gates? The bottom line is, when we're ready to see Hashem in all of creation, in all daily goings on, then we are worthy of being elevated to a more spiritual level. Then we are worthy of having the Beis HaMikdash. We say this mizmor every Sunday, every Yom Rishon, as the Shir Shalyom, the song of the day, because it begins by affirming that the world belongs to God and he established it for us, and that started on the first day. But it also reminds us that as we begin our week, it's easy to get caught up in daily life and forget that God is always present. Often we only acknowledge him during a challenge or a moment of joy. We see him as the Hashem Izuz v'Gibor. But true spiritual elevation comes when we see God in every aspect of nature and life, consistently, not just during significant events. We can see the same idea regarding our saying this Tehillim, this Mizmar, during the week after we put back the Torah into the Aron, into the Ark, during Shacharis, in the morning. We feel inspired when we hear Hashem talking to us, Kaviyachol, so to speak, via the Torah reading, which we do on Mondays and Thursdays. And then when we put the Torah away, we may think that now we can return to our quote-unquote regular life. However, our regular life needs to be infused with constantly focusing on being a host of Hashem. As we conclude, I'd like to share one more thought based on the commentary of Rabbi Hirsch. These gates that we're talking to are the gates within ourselves. Are we going to allow Hashem into our lives? Do we bring him into our lives only when we see or need his strength? Or are we ready to bring Hashem into our lives every time we eat, with every bracha we say, with every action we do, with every thought we have, and with every word we say? This is how David prepares us for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for learning together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.